The highest-ranking judge in the state of Washington is still waiting for federal immigration officials to write her back. The Chief Justice requested that courthouses be off-limits for immigration arrests. But that opinion will likely stay on the table for now, as Liz Jones with KUOW's immigration team explains.
Recent concerns about immigration agents showing up more at court came from across the state.
Well, the ones that I have had identified to me include Kent Regional Justice Center, so King County, Clark, Clallam, Cowlitz.
That's Mary Fairhurst, Chief Justice of the Washington State Supreme Court. Attorneys reported that immigration agents, or ICE, had arrested people outside court, and now clients were scared to go there. So Fairhurst wrote to the feds, asking them to back off.
Because we have to be sure that people can come to court to be witnesses, to get protection orders, to appear, and they need to know that the courts are safe and that they can access justice and receive due process in them.
Fairhurst asked for ICE to add courthouses to its list of sensitive locations that are generally avoided, like churches and schools. White House officials have responded, not directly to Fairhurst, but to a similar letter from a California judge. Their response gives no indication that ICE practices will change. It says policies in some local jurisdictions hinder ICE from making these arrests at jails, and courthouses offer a safe alternative because people are typically screened there for weapons. An ICE spokeswoman in Seattle also confirms that agents do make targeted arrests at courthouses, but generally only after they've exhausted other options. I'm Liz Jones, KUOW News.